And you say, well, preach on the love of God. The thing is, there are a lot of motivations to do what's right, and the love of God is one of them. And obviously, we're motivated by love for the lost. We're motivated by our love of Jesus Christ, our love of the Word. But let me tell you something. The fear of God needs to be a factor in our lives. It has its place in our lives. Because you know what? We need to keep the love of God in front of us, but we also need to keep the wrath of God in front of us all the time and keep His fear before us. It's like a child. You know, they love their parents, but they also need to also have that respect and fear for their parents as well. And not just think of them as, oh, you know, just the old man or whatever. They need to have that respect and fear. And we need to have that for God. But as we go down through these plagues that He'll smite those with that disobey, He talked about the consumption, the fever, verse 22, inflammation, extreme burning, all these different things. And then He says in verse 23, and thy heaven that is over thy head shall be brass. What He's saying there is, it's not going to rain. It's going to be like brass, where it's just solid, nothing coming down. Because these people, you know, without rain, their crops aren't going to grow. Because these are people that are farmers and they're shepherds and so forth. They needed the rain. And so He says, look, I have the power to make the heaven above you become like brass. And He said, I can make the earth that is under you like iron. Where, you know, you go to till up the ground, you go to dig, and the shovel just bends. You know, you can't get in there and dig. You can't plant anything. God says, I have the power to do that. And not only that, He's saying, I will do that. If you start thinking that you're so great, you know, oh, the nation of Israel, you're so great because, you know, you have these great kings or you have this great culture, you know. No, it all needs to be glorifying God. Or He's saying He'll take away those blessings. The Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust. Right? He'll turn it into a dust bowl. From heaven shall it come down upon thee until thou be destroyed. The Lord shall cause thee to be smitten before thine enemies. Thou shalt go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them, and shall be removed unto all kingdoms of the earth. And thy carcass shall be meat unto all the fowls of the air and unto the beasts of the earth, and no man shall fray them away. And the Lord shall smite thee with the botch of Egypt and with the emerods. You say, what is the emerods? Well, just put an H on the front of it and see if that helps. But anyway, and with the scab and with the itch whereof thou canst not be healed. Boy, how... Stop and think about this. How would you like God to smite you with itchy scabs that won't heal? Ugh, right? That's scary. Being covered in just an inflammation and burning and just itchy scabs. Look, this is what Job went through. Now, of course, Job wasn't being punished, so we don't want to judge other people. You know, if we see bad things happen to other people, we don't want to jump to that conclusion, because Job went through some of these things as a testing, as a trial of his faith. But you know what? We know when we're not right with God and these things start happening to us. Then we put two and two together. Look, if you're living a righteous life and bad things happen, you know what? Then you could be like Job and say, he knoweth the way that I take, and when I'm tried, I'll come forth as gold. Amen. So, you know, when you go through bad things and you're right with God, there's a joy in that, because you think to yourself, you know what? When I'm tried, I'm going to come forth as gold. And this is all trials and tribulations that are strengthening my faith. But you know what? You know when you're not right with God. You know when you're out of church, you're not reading your Bible, you're not soul winning, you're living in sin, you're fornicating, you're drinking. And then the scabs come. And then the inflammation comes, then the burning comes, then the pains come, and then you realize, wow, God is punishing you. And there's no joy in that, because it's like a lose-lose. Pain, suffering, misery, because I was an idiot. At least let it be pain, suffering, and misery because I'm serving God and I'm going to go through this, and then, you know, I'm going to be like Job. I'm going to end up with twice as much blessing in the end. But man alive. The itching and the burning. Remember Job scraping himself with a piece of pottery? There's nothing worse than a bad itch. You know, I'm thinking about the worst itch I ever had in my life. One time I got just the worst sunburn ever. I mean, my back just got cooked. My whole back, and it was like parts that you couldn't reach to scratch. You know what I mean? I was like, I'm not very limber in my arms. So my back just got cooked. And I remember I was at work. I was doing fire alarm inspections, and I had just the worst ever sunburn. And you know, it's like after a couple days, you hit that one day where the itching hits its peak. My back was itching so bad. It felt like it was on fire. I'm just scraping it, and nothing would satisfy. I'm trying to put lotion on it, scratch it. It was torture. It was like the worst feeling. It was one of the worst things ever. Can you imagine just having that and you can't be healed? For a week, a month, years, torture. You don't think that God could just snap his fingers and send the scabs and send the itch and send the burning, send the inflammation? You don't think God has the power to do that? God has the power to do that, and he has done that to people, to punish them.